This is the Classic Rock and Metal Podcast, featuring all your favorite bands from the 70s and 80s. The old stuff, the new stuff, the news, interviews, everything you need for your hard rock and metal fix. Right here, right now.
Black Country Communion seems to have put a smile on everybody's face. Are you enjoying it?
You know, no bigger smile than mine. I mean, when we started the band back in January, I really, really wanted to play live, and we're such a live act, you know. So it's great to announce these two shows, December 29th in Wolverhampton and the 30th at Shepherd's Bush Empire in London. We're very, very excited.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Wolverhampton, heart of the Black Country. Was that one of your local haunts as a kid?
It's great to go back to my old stomping ground. I mean, I've been playing the Civic Hall since the late 60s, so this will be about the 10th time I've played it, but it's great to come back with my band.
So, I mean, you played in a lot of bands with a lot of great musicians. How did this group come together?
You know, when the four of us got together on paper, it looked good. But more importantly for me is how can we, you know, are we going to be friends? Can we hang out? Can we have breakfast together? Can we make laughter? Can we... And all that we ticked all those boxes. And it really is a wonderful live act. Like I said, you know, the record is one thing, but they think, you know, the songs live will come even more to life.
We talk about old bands from back in the day who were still playing and new bands who are kind of following on in their footsteps. But BCC seems to have the best of everything. It's got the musicianship and a whole host of influences as well.
When we made the record, it wasn't like we set out to make a 70s record. All we did was, you got the four components of the band members. And what we did, we just made a record that was live. Sort of like I used to do in Trapeze and Deep Purple, and like The Who did, or The Stones, or Zeppelin. It was just done really live, and hardly any overdubs. And that's the beauty of having a band that can play like this, where we don't have to, you know, auto-tune the vocals or, you know, a million double track in. And it was not important for this band. So it is what you hear is what you get.
Yeah, I mean, you've played with some pretty big bands and some great musicians. I mean, what was the original attraction? How did it actually come together?
The attraction really was Joe and I, you know, forming the bond at my home in Los Angeles, you know, hanging out, having some food, you know, talking music, then playing music in my studio. And then I went to Joe's studio and we did some of the same. And like Joe and I have been sort of plotting something behind the scenes for 3 or 4 years. And of course, a year ago when we played together in LA at the House of Blues is when this ship started to sail. So, and then came, of course, Derek and Jason, and now we're a band.
You're looking at recording the new album starting in January. You're not hanging about.
Yeah, January 10th, the 21st. This time will be 11 days instead of 4. Which is a coup. We've got a lot of stuff to do. I mean, right now I'm in the middle of writing 4 or 5 songs, and Joe's doing the same. And Joe and I will reconvene at my house early January after we get back from London, and we'll go into my studio for a week, and we'll tighten the songs up, and then on the 10th of January we'll all meet in Hollywood, and we'll nail down this next one.
So is Black Country Communion, is that your main focus now at the moment then?
You know, it's safe to say that it is the main focus. I've been a solo artist for a long time, and I've released a lot of solo albums. So my primary purpose right now is to take BCC out on the road, get album number 2 in the can so we can make more songs to play live. And I will still continue my solo thing, but I'm not really concerned too much about that at the moment because BCC has taken up all my time.
Right, right. And what tracks are we, what are we going to hear during those two shows in December then?
Well, what we're going to hear, and this is, I guess you're getting the exclusive because no one's asked me this.
Right.
Is we're going to pretty much get the album. We got 12 tracks, and we'll probably get 1 or 2 other songs, of which we haven't decided yet. But I want to keep it all about Black Country Communion. I don't really want to tip the hat to my old bands or anything, or, you know, I want to really, really play the songs that we've you know, delivered on the album.
And you can hear the rest of that interview with Glenn Hughes when we talk about a whole bunch of other stuff, including his performance with Heaven and Hell at the High Voltage Festival in London in the summer, in the main show at classicrockpodcast.com.